I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Shawnee Theater presents The Last 5 Years, book, music, and lyrics by Jason Robert Brown. It opens on the 2nd, plays the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and then there's a matinee on the 5th. It's a story exploring, well, our guest is Miranda Crispin, who plays one of the two actors for the show, and we'll ask Miranda a little bit about the show. Miranda, thanks very much for joining us.
George, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Now, you're a veteran of both musical theater and straight theater, and this summer I understand that Shawnee is just one of your stops.
It is, George. I've come here fresh from Big Fork, Montana, where I was at the Big Fork Summer Playhouse for 2 shows, and I'll be returning to Montana immediately after The Last 5 Years is done, to work at the Fort Peck Playhouse, and then following that, I'll work at the Muse Theater in Wisconsin.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about your character, a two-character show?
It is. The whole show centers around the characters of Kathy and Jamie, and it's about a relationship between these two people who meet, fall in love, get married, and then eventually their relationship rather dissolves.
And that sounds pretty stock.
It would sound pretty stock, except that it's written by Jason Robert Brown. The music is really contemporary, and it involves lyrics that come from natural contemporary speech patterns. And rather than being your typical musical, where it's boy meets girl, boy loses girl, in this case, boy divorces girl, this really does give you two characters who you can identify with, either personally or these might be people you know. And so I think it's a wonderful opportunity to communicate to an audience characters who you might recognize in yourself or in people you love.
Now, in the past, Shawnee's used a variety of musical approaches. What's the accompaniment for the show?
This show will feature a 3-person pit. There will be a primary keyboardist who is also the music director. There will be a secondary keyboardist covering the string parts, and then there will be an acoustic electric guitarist.
Uh-huh. So that's that. Now, so far, it still sounds, except for the more modern approach to lyrics, so far still sounds like pretty stock storytelling.
Well, I will add, George, in addition to the lyrics coming from speech of today, Jason Robert Brown does some of the Rodgers and Hammerstein styling, where he's actually writing in contemporary speech. He uses a convention that's not unlike the he said, she said writing style, where you're seeing things in flip perspective. So at the beginning of the musical, we see the character of Jamie, who has just come home from his first date with Kathy at his apartment. And we also see Kathy at the beginning of the musical, who has just come home to their apartment 5 years later, after their relationship has just dissolved. And
now, wait a second. One of them's at the beginning and the other's at the end?
That's right, George. So at the beginning, Jamie comes home to his home after their first date. Kathy comes home to their home 5 years later after they've broken up. And the two continue along opposing timeline pattern. So Kathy works from now back 5 years. Jamie works 5 years ago up to now. And the two only meet in the middle, being in the same time and place together at their wedding.
Is this a little confusing?
It would be confusing, except that the thematic material is so familiar. It's a story that you know and understand if you've ever had relationships with anyone or seen relationships. And so it could be confusing, except for the fact that each song is written to communicate where this person is in that immediate time and space. And I think that even if you're confused about the timeline, you're completely connected to and invested in what's happening with these two characters.
We've been talking to Miranda Crispin. She's one of the two actors in the production of The Last 5 Years by Jason Robert Brown. She's the one who starts out 5 years older and ends up 5 years younger by the end of the production, which is a good trick. It opens at the Shawnee Theater on the 2nd, plays the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and then matinee on the 5th. And then she's off to other artistic adventures. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.